It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
Live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor and me, Jim Totten, and featuring our wonderful sponsor, You Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. You will talk about your company shortly. Welcome to the show here on Fox Sports New Jersey, everybody. We're thrilled to be here every Sunday, and as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports, the players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know, whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And with that, we do have a studio hotline. In case you guys want to call in, we have a great special guest today. So the studio hotline is 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-9282. And we are ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Taylor is traveling today. So Mr. You Coffee and I are going to hold down the fort. Hi, you.
How you doing, Jim? Yeah, we're going to have to hold down the fort for Billy. And what a great sports weekend so far.
Oh, my God. We're at the greatest time of year, as mentioned, right?
And all Yankee fans should call in 732-545-9282 and vent away at the Yankees.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
I'll be their therapist if they need. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I was rip-roaring last night at about 11:15.
I talked Jim off the ledge. I could talk everyone else off the ledge also today. Just so call in.
What can we say? We're Yankee fans number one, and it was a brutal couple of days there.
Yeah,
we got a lot to talk about.
Ouch.
And amazingly, we have a wonderful timing guest here.
The perfect guest.
We've got the perfect guest to be joining us today. A former Yankee star himself, all-star with the Cincinnati Reds, a Met. The Todd Father, Tom's River, Rutgers, RU, baby.
New Jersey's own.
We've got it all. But ladies and gentlemen, Todd Frazier.
Hey. Oh, wow. What an intro that was, man. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
We got it all. We're Jersey guys, Todd.
Love it. Nice
Ocean County here, Todd. Ocean County.
Oh, man. Unbelievable, right? In fact, we were looking at a Rutgers game Friday night, their football game. You know.
Oh, man. Listen, it was disastrous right Friday night, man. Not a good start to the weekend.
I know.
Yankees losing, and then Rutgers, we getting their butts whooped, and then another loss. Oh, we just got to get over this weekend and get to the Bronx.
That's what
we
have to do.
100%, Todd. 100%.
Well, it's funny because this is Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. This station, our station here, carries the Rutgers games, you know? So our engineer today is Jack. And Jack, you know, he handles the Rutgers games. So he was up till like 4 in the morning with that game, Todd.
Long night.
Unbelievable. They started 11 o'clock here, you know, for the USC game.
Oh, my. Yeah, no, it doesn't end. It's a weekend to remember. Hopefully we can flush it down the toilet and get moving forward.
Hey, you know, just to finish that football thought, though, Jack did say, amazingly, they opened up the student section at the stadium at Rutgers Friday night at 11 o'clock so they could watch the game there.
Unbelievable.
How scary is that, Todd?
Crazy. You know,
if they were selling beer, I don't know, but that sounds pretty dangerous.
Sounds fun, actually.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, thank you, sir. We've had our miscommunications. We've been trying to hook you up. Thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
You got it. No problem.
Yeah, and you, like we said, you heard our opening. You know, we're sports fans, but we're also Yankee fans. And just a rough start to the series, right?
Yeah, listen, the only thing I can think about right now is in 17, when I played, we went down we were down 0-2 against the Astros, won three straight.
Yeah.
At home, so I'm praying for a home field advantage. I think the Yankee fans are going to be absolutely insane in the best ways possible. They're going to be loud, raucous. Whoever's starting for the Dodgers in that bullpen, he's going to be shook because the fans out there will be screaming their heads off. That home field advantage is a big thing, and the boys better be ready to play. So Monday night's going to be absolutely insane.
That roll call is going to scare the bedevils out of them.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, you and I were just talking. You know, obviously, we're just, you know, looking at some of your numbers and stuff. We were saying, well, you know, how many playoffs did you get involved in? And we did see that, you know, you were part of the 17 team, right? So was that just an amazing experience compared to?
Yeah, it was. It really was. I mean, I did it. I was on the Reds when in 13.
Yeah.
When we won the division, we went up two games and then lost three straight to the once in the World Series champions, San Francisco Giants.
Oh, okay, it was the Giants, right.
And then the next year we did that first playoff with the Pirates. You know, you win, you're in. We lost, and then with the Yankees. So I had three opportunities, and that was my best one in 17. So listen, far from over. There's a lot of crying going on, and I get it. Everybody's upset. Everybody's, you know, this team stinks, this and that. I don't care about regular season. But, you know, regular season counts, too. I mean, people don't understand that. You know, they wouldn't be in this position if they didn't have a good regular season. But, yeah, it's time for some guys to step up, and I think that would be the if I was coaching, hey, go out there, be yourself, and just step up. Somebody be the hero.
Right.
You know, I was going to ask you, what would you say to the team? But to your point, I think you're getting at one guy, and that's which a lot of Yankee fans are starting to call for his head, and that's Aaron Judge. And like you said, he has to step up. But like you said, they forget about the regular season. The guy did. If it wasn't for him, we're not in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So Yankee fans got to calm down a little bit. But I get why, you know, and if he doesn't have a good home series here, he's going to hear it.
Yeah, I think that's the nature of the beast, right, guys?
Yeah,
I mean, what have you done for me lately?
Absolutely.
Attitude in New York.
Right.
And, you know, for most people, it's hard to do. For others, stepping up and showing up is easy, you know. But when you hear the roar of the crowd, I've been booed before numerous times.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a good feeling.
No.
So there's a lot of pressure on Aaron
Judge.
Who
would boo you, Todd?
He's a guy that is fine with pressure. I just think he has to go back to the drawing board and just say, listen, I'm going up there. Anything in the zone I'm hacking at, I'm going to slow my feet down a little bit and try and drive the ball to right center. And I think he'll be fine.
You think he's pressing?
There's a thing about struggling, you know, when people, oh, man, I'm struggling, this and that. But there's a difference when you're struggling and then when you're striking out and struggling. That means you're not seeing the ball well.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to get back to seeing the ball a little better. That's all.
Yeah, he's striking out at an alarming pace. You know.
Yeah.
So is he pressing too much? Is that weighing on his mind that I got to get a hit? I got to go home run. You think that's what's going on?
It's the old adage. I'm trying to get four hits out of one at bat.
A five run home run.
I had a buddy of mine named Brett Bartles that I played minor league ball with.
Right.
And he was a country boy. He's like, hey, Frazier, you ever go up there thinking there's a glove that's covering the whole field and no matter where I hit it, it's going to get caught or I'm going to get out and say no? But I kind of know the feeling you're talking about, and, you know, I've never forgot that because
that's a great one.
His mind was already set up. It didn't matter when he went up there. I was getting out. And that's the last thing you want to be thinking of.
Well, you know, it's funny, Todd, you know, with John Smoltz doing the games. He's good, you know. You can't comment, but we will. But he did. It is interesting about the, you know, he's talking about the rotation of the ball and these slow motion zoom cameras, and some of the things that Aaron's been swinging at, you know. The ball is dropping like crazy. I mean, you played, so you could tell better than us. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, right, what Smoltz talks about.
Yeah, I mean, there is so much more in baseball now when it comes to electronics and what you can see and how you can slow something down in 4G. And the biggest thing is how you control it and how are you going to control what you see. You know, Blake Treinen is absolutely filthy. Some of the nastiest sweeper you'll ever see.
Seriously.
Cousins for the Yankees has the nastiest slider you'll ever see.
Right.
These guys, their fastballs are never straight, and that's probably why I'm not playing anymore. I swung at everything for one, and for two, they throw too hard, and the ball goes every which way. So give credit to the pitchers, but as hitters, slow everything down, get some confidence, and go out there and enjoy. You're playing in the World Series, bud.
I would rather you pinch hit last night than Trevino.
Not many people get to do that.
Yeah, you're right. That's quite a thrill, you know. And actually, back to what you said, because you were in the playoffs with the Reds, Todd, right? And the 17 with the Yankees. Just curious, what was it like? You know, obviously the fans, Cincinnati's a great sports town. They love their Reds, too. But is there a difference with the crowd in New York? Is it just a different feel to it? Or, you know, they're all great.
No, there's 100% different feel.
Yeah.
You know, Cincinnati is awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of course.
They're getting excited when the game starts and when big plays happen. The Yankees fans are in it from pitch one all the way to pitch 150.
Right.
And they are yelling. They're screaming. They're letting you know how they feel. And that's why I said this game doesn't start at 7:08 or 8:08 when it starts.
Right.
This game starts at 6:30 when the opposing pitcher comes out and he's walking out. He's going to hear it from every single angle, and it's going to be a rude awakening. This isn't a regular season, so.
Right. That's fantastic. I just love it. I was lucky enough, and the show almost went old for it, too, but I was lucky enough in 1977, Todd, Reggie. The three home run game. I was there.
That's incredible. That's awesome.
And you know, as a Jersey guy, it's a great story, right? We were, teenagers, and I lived in Bergen County, and we just like, okay, what are you doing today? I don't know. You want to go to the game? Let's go to the World Series.
That's how it went.
That
awesome.
Afternoon.
Was it?
Yeah, and we scalped tickets. I'll never forget. And the seats we got were in the bleachers, right where Reggie hit two of the balls. We're right in front of us.
So why did you get the ball, Jim?
I dove over a couple of guys to try to get the ball.
You should have got the ball, Jim. You messed up, Jim.
I'll have to look at the video now.
It's funny.
Are you in the video?
Yesterday's New York Post had a picture of when everybody ran on the field.
No, but are you in the picture?
And I think I see myself. I had hair then, so I wasn't sure.
You may not recognize it, Todd.
But anyway, we scalped tickets for like $40. But it was just so, the point being, it was so crazy. And, you know, and it's just been like that forever. We scalped the tickets at that bowling alley across the street.
Oh, Yankee Stadium. Yeah. Nice.
Because you used to go to the games then, Todd, right? As the little Tom's River lad that you were, right?
Of course, yeah. That's when there are reasonable tickets out there. Yeah. Now you're in trouble, man. You better fork up some big cash.
Seriously, right?
Come on, Todd. You got behind home plate. You got those tickets tomorrow night.
Hey, come on. No, not when I was younger.
I mean, tomorrow night.
We actually did scalp those tickets in the bleachers, though. $40.
Wow.
Somebody just put a ticket stub up on.
I did.
That was you.
Coffee Sports Club?
$4 or $5.
Yeah, something like really.
And
cheap.
We paid $40. We were like, oh my God, $40.
Yeah. And thank God I still have that ticket. That stub. And now it's $500. It seems like the worst thing.
So let's just we have to go into a couple of the details, though, about, you know, Friday night. I don't know what, you know, the whole thing with, you know, bringing in, you know, Boone bringing in Cortez. I mean, you're watching the game. Were you thinking the same thing? Were like, you know, Tim Hill, right?
Yeah, Tim Hill and Cortez were both warming up.
You're right. It was like, Tim Hill's been doing great. Why
one guy has a 1.9 ERA, the other guy coming off 30 days of not playing and also has his elbows messed up.
I mean,
up.
I don't want you to, you know, speak out here, but I'm just curious to what your thought is on that.
Well, listen.
And also has his elbows messed up.
I mean, I don't want you to, you know, speak out here, but I'm just curious to what your thought is on that.
Well, listen, Boone knows his guys more than anybody,
right?
And I understand it. The only decision I thought that he shouldn't have made,
right?
Gerrit Cole had 88 pitches. Yeah. He gave up one hit in that inning.
Thank you.
That's your horse.
Thank you.
I give him at least another out, meaning if the next guy got on, then I might have thought about changing.
Right.
He was shoving. He was doing really good.
Yeah.
And I would have left him out there as long as I could have until, you know, the last final possibility. The other moves, you know, it's a chess match.
Yeah.
You know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But I would have left my big horse in there at least to see if he can get one more out for me. And then if somebody else got on base, then make the move. Give him another chance to get an out or a double
right.
play.
Right.
Todd, as a player, like when you're playing a field and you see, like you said, Cole's dealing and he's doing good, only 88 pitches. Like, how do you guys, I know you're not going to say nothing to the manager, but how do you guys, like, I guess, internally feel when they do that and you feel that Cole should stay in there? Like, how does a player feel like?
Yeah. I mean, listen, all the infielders are in there. I don't know the conversations that are going on. Maybe knowing Cole, I know he didn't want to come out. But, you're like, you talk to each other like, damn, man, maybe they should give him your second guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're up 3-2 in the last inning, and you got to find a way to get the out.
So, no, 100%, right.
Everybody needs to step up. That's it.
Right. When I'm watching, too, I'm like, but Cole came off the mound, and he looked like he was mad. I'm like, was he mad at himself that he couldn't get that guy out, or was he mad that he got taken out? And I'm like, and then I listened to Vaboon after. I wanted to know why he, like, maybe Cole, because you don't know what he said to Cole. Cole could have said, I'm done. But when Boone came out, Boone's answer was, he said he felt he was laboring.
Yeah.
He felt he was laboring, but I don't think Cole said that.
No.
So I think Cole wanted to pitch, too, and I agree with you, Todd. They should have kept Cole in there. At least for another, another hit, then you take him out. But,
exactly. That's all. Anything else, you can.
Oh, but
go
the
back
Nestor
and
move,
forth,
you didn't think bringing Nestor over Tim Hill was a bad move?
I probably would have brought in Tim Hill just because he's been there before,
right?
And Nestor's coming off, but
right.
like I said, Booney knows his guys better than I do, so. I didn't really want to second guess that one.
I hear you.
And it is funny. We kind of know it's not just Boone, but I think it's many of the managers too. You kind of had that feeling. I'm watching it with family and friends, like everybody probably. But you even said, come that inning, he's going to give him one more batter.
Right.
You just kind of know that's what
Boone's
Boone
known for that. He's. Relief pitcher comes in, gives up one hit.
Right.
All right, you got
to
come out.
Next right, Todd. It's kind of like, all right, that's it. The guy gets the hit.
I got a question for Todd. Like, listen, like, now, like, that's what Boone's known for. Like, you give up, like, as a relief pitcher, you're coming in, you got one batter. If you get a hit up, you're out. That's got to play on a player, though, right? I can't get a hit up.
It's a new rule. You got to face three batters.
Right.
No, but you know what I'm saying? He's very quick on his hook, though. He's very quick on his hook. I'm saying, so that's got to weigh on a player. Like, I got to, you know, if I don't get this guy out, or next guy out, I'm going to be pulled. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to weigh on a player.
I don't think they think like that as pitchers. Their mindset is, I'm in there for as long as I can go,
okay.
right.
whether they know they're coming out or not.
Well, that's
so
good,
that's the mindset of a professional for sure.
You know, Todd, you're at an interesting, you know, with the time you played and now with these pitchers. And it was even interesting, you know, because we all talk, especially older guys, whatever. You know, I watched Mike Torres pitch in 77, you know, 197 pitches, whatever. But Derek brought it up the other night on the pre or post game show about even Al Leiter. Right, one of your old buds. No, he said Al Leiter.
Yeah,
130. He said 147 pitches.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2009, I guess, when they won the last title. Would that be right? Would Leiter be 2009?
Yeah. He did bring that up.
Yeah, and I was like, wow. Right, and he threw 147 pitches.
Right, like it was nothing. Like it was nothing.
Right.
Yeah, no, hey, it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
That's all it is, you know. That we can't control that anymore. The starting pitching's going away.
Yeah.
And which I don't like, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different game. You
got
to catch up with it.
But where is he from, though, Todd? You know what I mean? That's where he's from matters, you know?
Yeah.
He's from Bayville, Toms River area. Mind of course he's going to pitch 146 pitches.
That's good. And what is Al doing now? I haven't seen Al in a while, actually. Is he still involved in broadcasting?
With the He's all over the place.
Yeah, so. He's another one. Right, exactly. You know. Okay, so we get that game one then. All right, I mean, it's been now talked through and yada, yada, yada. Now, last night. So here we go with last night. It was just one of those games, right? It starts out, and Rodon, he's been very on and off, right. I'll say, as a Yankee, right?
He's either on or he's very off.
And, that was a tough start to the game.
It was. He had that one really bad inning. And then, the bullpen came in and helped out after that. I mean, listen, he only put up two runs. That's not going to help either. So that's why I say every time, it's a team effort. The guys all have to come together.
Right.
And they had a big opportunity at the end. But some guys didn't step up, man. You got to look yourself in the mirror and you got to figure it out. You know, I can't say how they're feeling right now because I've never been in a World Series game three.
Right, right.
I know right now, this day off, everybody's probably a little quiet. Like, all right, let's go. Let's pick it up. We've been here before, and we'll see what happens. There's really not much else to say because the guys aren't stepping up, usually when they do, they win. And that's the biggest thing. When the guys that need to step up and figure out a way to get a single. Like a base hit is plenty fine. Put the pressure on the other team, and I think they're going to do well at home here on Monday for sure.
Yeah, they right. Well, you mentioned that Yankee Stadium. A total difference.
Are you guaranteeing a victory for the New York Yankees tomorrow night, Todd?
No, I'm not guaranteeing it, but I think they have a better. I think they'll have a better chance feeling the home crowd and getting excited, and I think they'll muster up a win for sure. And I don't think it's going to be pretty. But it's going to be one of those wins where they just have to get it under their belt, and then they'll be on cruise control.
Right. Are you going to be there?
Not. I'm trying to go to Tuesday's game, so hopefully I'm there.
You need a ride?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Oh, that's all. You was down in Bayville.
I got to take it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And I still got to pick up stuff at the German butcher shop for you, too. So
That's true.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Don't let him off the hook, Todd. Do not let him off the hook with that.
Todd, so back to career-wise, with the playoffs and stuff, did you, what is one of the great highlights for you in your own mind about, your career? Playing in playoffs.
The three-run homer I hit off the Astros when we were down 2-0. We actually won that game pretty big, and I kick-started it with a three-run homer to go, to get us to go back to 2-1. Then we won 2-2, and then went up 3-2. So I think that probably was the biggest highlight of my playoff career.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. And Garrett Cole was there with the Houston, right, back then?
Yeah. He understands. So he'll get, he'll get Wednesday's game, and I think that'll launch them into hopefully a 3-2 lead. So we'll see.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be 3-2 Yankees going back to L.A. I'll guarantee it.
Love to hear it.
We have to remain positive.
Well, Todd, you should have served me last night. I had to talk Jim off a ledge last night. He was ready to give up, and the season was over. I'm like, calm down.
Nah,
man. We haven't played at home yet.
Don't worry.
You're right.
Yeah, Todd, how about you give the Yankee fans a little bit of hope? You know, they all seem to be in despair today, so you got to give them a little bit of a...
All I'm going to say is this. Keep that same energy when they go up 3-2. That's all.
Right.
Everybody's all dismal.
Right. Exactly.
Let's go.
They're all dismal. Todd, like I said, I had to talk Jim off the ledge. Like, calm down. We haven't even lost a home game yet.
Never out of it yet. Let's go.
Hey, Todd, we were just talking, we're kidding about the German butcher shop and all the local stuff, but, you're very involved still in a lot of things down at Toms River area,
that park in Toms River.
Yeah, the Field of Dreams and stuff like that for special needs kids. And, I try my best just giving back a little bit here and there. And I'm trying to set an example for my family and kids to show that doing good deeds never go, unnoticed. And you want to do the best you can as you're showing your family and friends the right things to do, for sure.
Speaking of kids, get back to Yankees. They don't know how to play fundamentals. Like, I think that your little league team, your son's team, probably knows more about the fundamentals than the New York Yankees. Like last round, we couldn't run the bases.
Here we go. You guys are bad, man. We just talked about the Yankees. There's nothing else. You can't look back on it.
No, Todd. That you who That play Soto throws into second base and Torres messes it up, but no one backed up. Otani goes to third on Friday. They win a game.
You
back up
the
play.
Whose fault was that, in your opinion?
It's either I don't know if it's a first baseman's job or the pitcher's job to back up that play, right?
No, wrong. The pitcher's got to go back up third base because on a double, that's where you go.
Right.
First baseman, okay, Rizzo could have been in the area. Gleyber Torres has to knock that ball down.
No, I get it, but he has to have a backup, no? There's got to be a guy backing him up.
In my opinion, he needs to knock that ball down.
Right, I agree.
No, I get it. First of all, Soto played it wrong. He threw a bad throw, and then Torres also messed up. So all of them have it, but who's supposed to back up that throw, though?
Yeah, no, listen. We can look back on everything. It is what it is, and we have to move on as Yankee fans.
I know, you love Rizzo.
For tomorrow night.
No, I hear you, bro. I hear you. True.
No, I agree with Todd, just to finish on that thought, though, about it was more Torres getting, and Todd obviously is an infielder, getting in front of the ball. He tried to swipe and scoop it.
I'm not giving Torres a pass. Crazy. I'm not giving him a pass, but someone should have backed him up is all I'm saying.
You know.
Yeah,
and if they back him up, they win the game. I'm just saying, we win the game.
But anyway, that's good though. That's great stuff. Todd, are you a big, I'm sure, sports guy? You're college football and NFL. You go into all that stuff.
Yeah, I enjoy football too as well. I love watching football. I love watching. I can't wait for college basketball to start up too as well.
Okay, and Rutgers actually has got a pretty good team coming this year, I think.
Yeah,
right?
We'll see how they do. I can't wait to see with Ace Bailey and what's his name?
Hopper.
Harper. I can't wait to see those two guys in action.
Yeah, I know. And they had a great right signings. They signed a bunch of guys, so that's good. You know, good for them. And college and the college hoops, well, that's all kicking in too, because second half of our show we're going to go over all that. Are you a Cincinnati Bengals fan?
No, Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
Oh,
I enjoyed
really?
Them in 2000 when Mike Allstott was my favorite player,
so. Oh, nice.
I just stuck with them after that.
I love it. That's great. So growing up, though, Giants or Jets?
I would say more Giants if I had to choose one.
Oh, terrible.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm sitting here.
Yeah, but I don't reform now.
Right.
That a boy.
And I'm sitting here with two Dallas Cowboy fans, Todd.
Yeah,
Oy.
Oh, God. That's terrible. Stop it, Todd.
It's really ugly in this studio. I swear to God.
Man, that's really bad.
And normally we do have Billy Taylor here. Billy's traveling today, so he unfortunately wasn't able to call in. But, you know, so we've got Billy in here and these two Cowboy fans.
Right.
So we walk out of the studio, nobody's talking to each other. You
know? Oh, you guys are great, man. I like talking to you guys.
Yeah, well, we do appreciate it. I know you went out of your way for it, so, man, that was great. But, you know, we'll keep in touch for sure. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah.
All right, man. You guys have a good rest of the weekend.
Okay, so we're going to say Yankees, three straight at the stadium, boom, boom, boom.
Yankees in six still, right, Todd? Yankees in six?
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Your mouth to God's ear.
100%.
Todd, really, thanks a lot. You've been fantastic. We appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
Okay, guys. All right. Todd Frazier. Hey. That was great.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Good old Todd Father.
The Todd Father. He was fantastic.
Frazier Flav.
We had to get him a little bit of everything, too. I wanted to find out his pro sports.
No,
stuff,
exactly. So. That was big.
But exactly. He was just great. And we like I said, we're trying to connect for a couple of weeks. So he's been so gracious to us.
No, he's awesome.
But anyway. Okay, so that gives everybody what they need to know about the Yankees and the World Series.
Calm down.
Okay, so we're behind on our breaks a little bit. So we'll take a commercial and we'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl has had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No.
It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia.
Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more. They have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells the story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Halfway through the show, which we need a little coffee break. D&D, Starbucks, I don't care what it is, just coffee time. Oh, it's time for Coffee's Corner, starring you, Coffee, at Coffee Sports Collectibles. Our sponsor, your little show here has become so popular.
My little corner, I know.
There's like a dozen people clamoring
right,
for it.
Every dozens and dozens of fans.
But this is chance for you, Coffee, and his wonderful company, Coffee Sports Collectibles, to air your gripes for the
right.
week.
Right. Oh, I got a lot of gripes
so
today.
So the floor is yours, pal.
Thanks, Jim. I'm over here now. Coffee's Corner is once again sponsored by Tissues, a tissue box holder with the trash can already attached, so you don't have to get up every time you blow your nose, like Aaron Boone right. blowing his series. You don't have to get up and throw out your dirty tissues. You just put it in the little container. I don't have it next to me or I'd show you.
You ever see his press conferences? All he does is blow his nose.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
I should send him a tissues box.
Really? True. Go ahead.
Anyway. But anyway, so if you use tissues, you need tissues. So check them out at tissues.com and see the Hare Meyer story. It's a good story.
It's a great product, man. I'm telling you, we use them at home.
Thank you, Jim.
Right.
I'm also the owner, but I'm also a client. I have a tissues.
Oh, it's kind of like me with my hair. They're the hair
exactly.
guy.
Exactly.
We're having fun today.
Hey,
even though the Yankees stink, we're having a good time.
No, calm down, Jim. I already told you.
Now Todd's gone.
Now I can
show how I really feel.
But at Kobe's Sports Collectibles over here, we still have the auctions going every day.
Oh, great.
This week we did a Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba jersey. We did a Juan Soto jersey. Stefan Matteau jersey.
Oh, wow.
Oswaldo Cabrera photo. And LT Fridays, we do all the LTs, always Friday. We did a photo of him also. So that was our auction this week. Check us out on Coffee Sports Collectibles on all social media, including YouTube. Same name on all of them, Coffee Sports Collectibles. Follow us on all social media and CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com for all your sports memorabilia needs. And for our listeners, 10% off our entire site.
Oh, great.
CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com, Coffey. SportsCollectibles.com. You put in the promo code EXPRESS, EXPRESS. Put that promo code in. Just for our listeners, you get 10% off our entire site.
Oh, nice. That's
so
great.
And then we'll have more auctions coming this week. Next week, I have a little teaser. I may have a signing coming up. I should know more by next week, and I'll let you know who it is.
Oh.
It's a baseball player. It's a Yankee player.
Oh.
So... But stay tuned for next week, and I'll let you know who it is. It's not finalized yet, so I can't.
So are you saying to me that means you're saying the Yankees will be available by next?
No, signing's not until December, so I don't know the script.
I'm just saying.
I don't have the script, Jim. I don't have the script. All I know is it's going to be in December, so it's not.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's not a spoiler for the series. But for Grind My Gears this week, listen, we're gonna have to go. Who else can I make fun of or be grind is Aaron Boone, right?
Right, thank you. Go.
What he did,
go.
I mean, his moves were terrible. And the Yankees don't know fundamentals. Like, I know Todd didn't want to rip the players, but Torres, that was bad play by Soto, bad play by Torres, and whoever was supposed to back him up.
And it was Rizzo.
He didn't want to throw Rizzo under the bus, but you got to back up.
Yeah.
Fundamentals. They don't bunt.
Right.
They don't bunt. They should have bunted the other night. I mean, there's just so many little things. But I get it, but they couldn't run the bases last series. Now they can't do a relay throw or back up a play. If they back that throw up, Ohtani don't go into third. He don't score. Yankees win 2-1. We don't have to worry about the Nestor. The Nestor play doesn't even come into play if he does that. But then if you want to yell about Nestor too, you got a guy with a 1.93 ERA in the playoffs. You don't bring him in. You bring the other lefty in, and he has a pitch in 30 days. He has a bad elbow.
Incredible decision.
And, you want to nitpick. He walked. I get why he walked Betts because of the righty lefty. He wanted a lefty lefty matchup, but Betts is 0-5 against him lifetime. But there's a lot you can go about with Boone, and Boone is the we have to win this World Series in spite of Boone, not because of Boone. But we will though, Jim. I got.
You're not
say,
a Boone fan.
Listen, Yankee fans used to call in an event, but I also will take off the ledge. I talked Jim off the ledge last night. It's not over. Remember 1996? We were down 0-2.
Right.
Going to Atlanta. Now we're coming home.
Jimmy Lahrens.
Jim Lahrens over Wallers. Yes. But also in 1978 versus who? The Dodgers. We're up 2-0, and the Yankees won that series too. So it's not over by Yankees are going to win all three games in New York, and then all you got to do is win one game in L.A. Let's go. Let's go.
I know. That all sounds right. But back to your coffee's corner and Aaron Boone. I totally agree, though. I mean, and, it's not we're not jumping on it as the playoffs. We've been questioning him for several years, quite honestly.
Well, I said.
But this year.
I did say before this year, which I thought both of them should have been fired. I thought Cashman should have been fired a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But you gave them both this year. I'm like, all right, this year's got to be all or nothing, though. We got to win the World Series. If I'm Steinbrenner, it's World Series or bust. If you don't win the World Series, you're gone. Both of them are gone.
It's still because to me, if you look at this now, if they do lose, okay, Mr. Negative over here, if they do, I mean, that game is just going to be so big in the annals of Yankee history.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It was just the wrong move. I mean, novices like us.
Right.
Even Jack, our engineer over there, even he agrees.
Wait,
he's a Met fan.
He controls our mics. So I don't know if he's making fun of Jack.
Oh, that's right. Hello, anybody there?
Hello, Are we still on the air?
But he's got his Mets to worry about too. So go sign the big polar bear and be off with you.
They're getting Soto, bro.
We're signing Soto.
They're getting Soto. But that's next year. I don't want to.
Right now, we still have a season.
We still have games to go.
Right. Right.
So.
Okay, let me throw out a couple with Coffee's Corner then. Great Coffee's Corner.
No, thank you.
All right, let's give a round of applause for Coffee's Corner.
Even better.
And that's cappuccino. I feel cappuccino. We use it all our sound effects today. We're wired out there. That's because we were up till 1 in the morning with these stupid games.
I know, right?
Every delirious. Game. And Jack, of course, our engineer, Jack also handles, as mentioned earlier, the Rutgers football games. So, Jack, they had a nice little start Friday night against USC. What time did the game start? 11:30 Eastern?
Yeah.
You know, this whole Big Ten Fox Sports national games. And the football schedules for these college teams, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and a lot of times they don't even know the schedule right to a couple of days before the
the week before it was UCLA and Rutgers. Now it's they go out to USC.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's crazy, right?
No, it was definitely crazy.
But let me get it. Okay, we're sticking with baseball for another minute here. Okay, because I've had a problem with this guy, this Carlos Rodon. Now we talked with Todd a little bit about it, but let's be you and I. I mean, what do you think? This guy has been. He signed for $160 million. Now, I know money can't be the answer. You can't just say, okay. But he has been so. He's just not.
He's not that guy that. He's not that $160 million.
Yeah.
Like, if he was our fourth starter or third starter, okay, but you're our second starter. Like, you can't. You're getting that much money. You gotta perform better. Like, this. But here's what I don't get, though. Boone, again, I hate to. But Boone, again, Cole's pitching a gem on Friday night. He gives up one hit on the seventh inning. He pitched six innings. First guy gets a hit. Boom, we take him out. 88 pitches. That's your ace. That's your guy. That's incredible. You have to be able to go seven. Let him pitch the seventh inning. And then if he is getting rocked, whatever. Now, the next night, Rodon's pitching batting practice, and we keep him in. I'm like, yeah. What do we make it make sense? Like, yeah, what are we doing right now?
That's a very good point, actually. Right. Right. Homer here, Homer there.
I'm like, Rodon's wrong batting practice right now, and we're going to keep him in. Cole's getting everyone out, and we're going to take him out.
Like, it's like Homer Simpson, for God's sakes, with these homers.
Right, no, exactly.
I mean, you know, and there's so much to talk about. And also from that back to Friday night, but really, as a sports baseball fan, forget the Yankee part. The Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam. I mean, that's just. I mean, again, I'm old enough.
That is like a storybook.
Maybe you, but I swear to you, sitting there, the first thing that came into my mind was Kirk Gibson. I just, you know, because he did the same thing, and he was hurt. He's a first baseman, big guy.
You want to hear something? It was weird though. I saw a video. It was the Kirk Gibson homer and Freeman homer was. Exactly the same time, 8:37 Pacific time.
Oh, was it really?
It was 8:37. I sort of
I think Fox showed
the video of both of them. Yeah, it was. I was like,
they compared it. Wow, the weather was the same. It was the exact same time. It was absolutely amazing.
Right, you 36 know, years or whatever.
Yeah, 88, 36 years ago. Just incredible.
Right,
you know, and to do that was just, you know. And I wasn't even, you couldn't even be ticked off at that point. You sat there, even as a Yankee fan, stunned.
Well, first of all, he's a great player and a great hitter. So right. And you tip your hat that he's a great hitter. But again, it comes down to who you know who. It comes down to Boone again. Right, I hate to rip the guy all show, but he, you know what? And you know who loves Boone right now?
Oh.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't
very. Taking the pressure off him.
I mean, Judge is getting...
Aaron.
Aaron is starting to get... He's starting to get... You know, people are starting to rumble about him now.
I know.
But I said, if it wasn't for Boone making these boneheaded decisions, everyone would be ripping Judge every minute of the day.
Right.
Judge needs... Listen, Judge, let me just tell you right now.
He needs a spanking.
Aaron Judge, as a Yankee fan, I don't want to rip you. I said, but you need a great home series here. Please show up.
I know. It really is amazing.
I feel bad. I feel bad booing him, and I don't want to do it. I wouldn't do it yet. I wouldn't boo him. He's going to get booed.
They'll be glad you guys aren't bitter about the Yankees.
Yes, Jack, we're very, very, very bitter.
Well, we could get into the Mets, but we don't have 2 hours. Okay, so we don't. But here we are, still talking Yankees. No, I totally get it. You can't rip Judge yet, but Monday.
Some guys are. Some people are. No, some people are.
They are.
And there's going to be bluebirds out tomorrow night. But I'm just saying, I would give him one more day. Give him one more home game. Don't boo him. Cheer him. And I'm telling
you. Don't tell me you weren't sitting there with your lovely lady, Debbie, you know, having a couple of hot toddies the last couple of nights, and you didn't do the same thing I'm doing with Patty. Yeah,
she's not, a baseball fan. I watch it with my brother, who's
sitting there watching and saying, Judge, oh, no. Oh, man, that hurts.
Right. How much is he making? How much money is he making?
Okay, and we mentioned this to Todd, too, though, because we talk in our opening for the show, not just the players, not just the game, we talk everything,
right?
The business and the announcers. What I've said, John Smoltz, I'm so burnt out on John Smoltz.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it in front of Todd because I knew Todd was going to spin it, but no, you know,
Smoltz, the spin rate,
Smoltz is still bitter. Talking about bitter, Jack.
Yeah,
talking about bitter. He's still bitter because the Yankees beat them in the World Series. How many times? Smoltz, I get it. You hate the Yankees. I get it. But Jesus.
Right, because that's what I was saying, too. Smoltz is another one. Oh, the Atlanta Braves with that incredible run.
Right.
You know, they're the playoffs 27 straight years and all that stuff.
First of all, you had the best starting pitching in how many years?
And how many
years? And you won one? Would you win one? So do me a favor, John Smoltz. Shut up.
You know, you and Maddux and...
Greg Maddux was probably the best. And we didn't even realize, I don't think, at the time, how great Greg Maddux was. Like, the guy didn't throw any balls. Like, the guy is a great pitcher.
Oh, I think, yeah. Anyway,
but then you had Glavin, and you had Smoltz, then you had Avery even, you know?
Yeah, and Avery came in, too.
And then Smoltz became a closer. He was a great closer, too. Like, Smoltz was a great pitcher.
But don't you think they're listening to him after a while? You know, the spin rate, the ball drop, the ball's falling out.
No, he hates
Please, let's talk about something else during the game.
It's very evident, though, he hates the Yankees, too, though. You know what I mean? He's still mad.
And you know Joe Davis, the main announcer. You know who he does the games for?
Braves, right?
He's the Dodger announcer.
Oh, is he?
Joe Davis.
Oh.
He's their Michael Kay.
Right. Oh, right. I thought he was hired like just for Fox.
He's not just the network guy. He does the Dodger games all year, right? So, and I don't think he really is biased at all. But
I'm sure in his own mind he is, but yeah. He don't show it on.
And he's okay. I don't mind him, but I don't think he really is biased at all. But
I'm sure in his own mind he is, but yeah. He don't show it on.
And he's okay. I don't mind him, but
I don't really care about. Sometimes I really rather put music on and not hear the announcer something.
Yeah, I know. But, I have friends that do that. Actually,
I don't.
I kind of like to listen to them because that's what we do.
But even like Monday night, though, I don't watch the.
We're in radio.
But even, Monday night, I don't watch the regular broadcast. I watch the band Mannings. It's funnier. It's a good, better show.
The what show?
The Mannings are on Monday nights.
I thought you said you watched The Nanny.
Yeah, well, that too. That's a great show. Don't you talk bad about The Nanny.
Fran Drescher. I was like, wait, so you put on The Nanny?
Yeah, I put reruns of The Nanny on instead of Monday Night Football.
I love my partner. I love my partner, but we definitely have differences, Pat McAfee. Okay, the Manning thing, I can't stand.
Pat's coming on.
I hate it.
McAfee's coming on next week, so don't make fun of him.
That's okay, because I booked Stephen A. Smith, so maybe we'll have the two of them on together. Because they hate each other too, folks, if you don't know that.
And then Jerry Jones too, because he hates the Cowboys, so, but that's another show.
But the Mannings, I'm sorry, not
for me. You
don't
like it, no?
No. That's stupid.
Even you're a Giant fan.
I haven't even heard it.
I was going
to
say.
I like to watch the game, real football. I don't want to hear them talking.
You still watch the game.
They're talking about Bill Belichick's 22-year-old girlfriend, and she's with
wrong with that?
With her cheerleaders. By the way, that's the social media thing. I had to bring that up, though. That's sports, though, right, Jack? We can keep that
on. That counts.
The show, right?
That
Bill Belichick and did his.
I have no problem with Bill Belichick taking a 22-year-old.
Me neither. God bless him.
Good thing she saw his bank account and said, "I don't care if he's 74 and crazy."
You don't think she really loves him? Is that what you're saying, Jim?
Oh man, we better get to a commercial break because we're really losing.
But we're starting to lose our raveling here.
Okay, we're gonna try and gather our thoughts and talk NFL, but we are going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's Coffey SportsCollectibles.com.
We've all been here, but one little girl has had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No.
It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
And we are back. You're listening to the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles, here in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. On Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey. Jack Myatt, our engineer. Jack, great job today. We're a little off the wall. I guess staying up too late
is not good for
us. We're a little delirious.
We're delirious here today. But it makes for good radio.
What the heck? Let's hope so, anyway.
So all you listeners, check in and let us know. Okay?
Well, all three of you.
But the Yankees, it's just like we were just saying about it. You know, that's what you talk about. We're a live Sunday morning sports show.
Right. One of the first to talk about the Yankees.
That's the benefit of being live,
right? Exactly.
We're able to, you know, sit here and talk about the games and stuff, you know. Otherwise, if you record them and things, then, you know, you're not gonna get that feel. So
no, if we did that show on Thursday.
Right.
None of the games we would talk about.
And we, in case you just missed it, just tuning in, we had Todd Frazier on for the first half hour of the show. Todd was unbelievable. The guy, yeah. He's just great.
He's always a great guest.
Great guest. He's a lot of fun.
He's a repeater for us.
Yeah, then he's actually come back.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. I love it. But what better guy for us to have, right?
Great guy. Love,
you know,
Todd.
And you know, the one thing I did want to ask him, I don't think we did, about the Mets and Yankee fans.
Oh, you forgot about that.
I wanted
you
to did, ask yeah. him his thought
call
on
him
that.
Back. Call him back.
But it was interesting, though, how he said what a difference it is at Yankee Stadium in a LCS.
Right.
As opposed to Cincinnati, not that the Cincinnati fans aren't tremendous.
No,
fans.
Right. No, we're not making fun of Cincinnati.
But the Reds, they're Midwest. No. They're kind of
more
like,
laid
you know,
back.
Would you like a latte?
You played your best. You lost, but in New York, you don't get
that's
that.
Right. Good job.
Little different in New York.
Good job. You know, here it's like you bum. Get out of here.
You suck.
Rodon, get lost.
Boone, you're fired.
You're fired. We got Boone fired for 3 straight years now. You know?
But he must have got the same footage that Brian Cashman got, because he's not getting fired. You know what I mean?
I know. Okay, we got a couple of minutes left.
Right, we're a sports show. Let's go to other sports now.
let's jump in real quick on college, because we all love our college, too. But yesterday, nothing dramatic, I guess, really.
Well, how about right here in New Jersey, MetLife Stadium yesterday?
Yeah.
Notre Dame. That was a good win. Navy was undefeated.
Yeah.
That was after that debacle versus Northern Illinois a month ago or so. Notre Dame, that was a big win.
That was 51-14,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like beating up on a military team like that. I'd rather beat, like, you know, Ohio State like that, but...
Well, you know better than me, but what does that do for Notre Dame long-term? How are they going to be this year?
Well,
are they going to make the playoffs?
If Notre Dame wins out, they're in the playoffs.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But they have a couple of big games coming up, but
yeah.
If they win those games, I think they're in the playoffs.
Yeah. You know,
but there's other games, too.
Let's go to... Actually, number one, this is my thought, too. Is it could be good coffee's corner. We'll get to in a couple of weeks the NFL, the college rankings.
Oh, right.
But Oregon. Right now, Oregon's the number one team, and they won again. They beat Illinois 38-9, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah. No, you know, and what's weird is what happened a couple weeks ago. Remember, Alabama was number one.
Yeah.
They lost that. Next
Texas.
Week they lost. Then Texas lost.
Right.
So Oregon
stopped
that little streak going from,
right.
The number one's losing, so they stopped that at least. So.
Well, we were saying right before the show that it's going to be interesting this year, because with this expanded playoff format in college football, there's 12 teams now, like, amazingly.
Yeah, 12
be in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so totally different scene.
No,
than what we're used to.
Long time coming, though.
So you don't get, you know, it was always the only undefeated team. That was always the big thing for the Alabamas and the Texas of the world.
Right,
whoever.
Right, Clemson.
Well,
yeah, you know those.
Right,
the
all
big
those
teams,
guys.
Yeah.
Well, they you don't really have to be that anymore. You just need to get into the playoff. You know,
right, cause now
you got
yeah.
two losses. You know,
right? You can still get in, and you can. All you gotta do is win your playoff game. Not that it's easy, but
right?
Yeah, get in. Just get in, just like every other sport.
Be one of the top 12 guys, but you don't have to worry about being undefeated.
Well, I always hated that. That's what I hated about college football. It was like it went by the rankings. It's one versus two, and then they started doing the 4-team playoff, which is better.
Right.
But it's like that fifth team's always like, well, I should be in. And then now at least. I get it. You're always gonna have that 13th team now being like, I should be in. But at least if you're in the top 10, you're secure. If you're in the top 12, now you have to worry about if, you know, another team, a bigger school gets in over you.
You know, it was an interesting game yesterday. It's interesting because of the rivalry, because I guess Florida State has stinks for the last few years. But Miami beat Florida State 38-14. Miami's a good team this year.
Very good.
Florida
team.
State has been in the tubes, right, for the last.
Well, they're
few
like
years.
1-7 now, but that's a rivalry game, which I think someone even said yesterday. Like that game doesn't matter. Florida State's getting up for that game, but I mean, they didn't this week. But I mean, that's a big rivalry game, like you said. They want to if they're going to win one more game this year, they would want to win that game.
Right.
But how about the other game that I was telling you earlier? BYU beat Oklahoma
UCF,
State,
Central Florida.
Yeah, 38
37-24.
Right, but the other team was...
UCF.
Yeah, had a losing record, and they were favored over a team that was undefeated.
Interesting.
That was a weird... I was like...
Oh, that's a little point spread. So you would kind of... Going on there.
4 minutes.
I would have hammered UCF for that, you know, yeah. Just because it's... Yeah. But, I mean, you would have lost, but...
But anyway, pretty much a standard college Saturday.
Nothing really big that was like, wow, that really,
everything,
you know,
stayed.
How'd they lose? There was none of those games this week.
Right, right. And we've got just a couple of minutes left, so we need to get to our NFL.
Yeah, I agree.
Our fans want to hear NFL, let's face
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know, because by next week, unless the Yankees get to game 7, which will be next Saturday.
They will.
By
they
next
will,
week,
Jim.
All
they
right,
will.
See, there's the difference. I know.
Next Sunday, we'll be talking about how the Yankees won the World Series in Game 7. That's what we're going to be talking about.
You think Todd will be available? He's our go-to guy.
He might, maybe.
Todd's going to be like, no. Todd's going to be like, get lost.
He blocked both our numbers.
Yeah. He's like, who?
Right, nope, sorry.
I'm looking at a Fox Sports post. We're like the odd couple over here.
Right.
Okay, NFL, here's another week. Not great games, I personally don't think. I mean, we got my Cowboy guys in here, and you're playing, what, the Niners Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
All right, so that's the big game, really.
I don't know. I mean, first of all, both teams are not really playing well.
Good point. And that's a good point, actually.
And, my Cowboys, they kind of suck right now. So, you know what? I got a lot. I could do another Covey's Corner for an hour on about the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, but spare the fans.
One of the early 1 o'clock game, Eagles-Bengals. That's not a bad one.
That should
one,
be a good game.
Right?
Yeah.
That should be good. Cincinnati's starting to play better.
How about the Bears and the Commies.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the Washington Commanders are, you know, look at, they're a 4:25 game. They're right. One of the primetime games.
Right.
And Jaden Daniels, is he playing, though?
Oh, I don't know if he's playing or not. But that kid is doing, what a year he's had.
I know.
It's because of him,
been,
I mean.
He's been tremendous. Obviously, we're here in New York. I'm a Giants fan myself.
Sorry to hear that, Jim.
This Giant team and their Monday Night Football against the Steelers. So there's a chance there. But
let's just talk about it real quick, because last week I thought Barkley.
I was
100% wrong in my prediction. I thought Barkley was going to get 200 yards rushing, but he only got 176. And his coach asked him to go in to get his most rushing yards in his career, and he said, no, let the other kids eat. I thought that was a classy move. He came out. He could have done it against his former team, and he didn't He didn't rub it in. So I think he's a class guy.
He's always been classy.
He's a classy dude, man. I got to give him credit.
I mean, from his Penn State days, right on through. And he wanted to come back to the Giants. These people burning his jersey. I mean,
those people are stupid, because it wasn't his fault. It was the Giants' fault. Not that I blame the Giants either, but.
Anyway, that's the Jets Patriots. Let's see what Rodgers does. I mean, you know, Patriots are soft according to the.
I can't believe you call this team soft.
I know.
Let's see how that works out.
I know. So,
but
Rodgers.
I'm going to call him now, though. Jets win big today, and they turn the season around because Rodgers and Adams are going to.
It could be the game.
Get this team.
It could be the game. You know. But anyway, it's kind of a nothing deep schedule this week, so we'll see. But. We are running out of time, man.
I know.
What an incredible,
went quick.
Fun show.
Yes.
So, folks, number one, we want to thank Todd Frazier.
Thank you, Todd.
Todd, you were incredible. We had a great time. The World Series, it starts again tomorrow, Monday.
Let's go, Yankees.
Let's see what the Yankees can do. But hopefully you all enjoyed us. And the website, CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com.
CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com.
And we'll have some information, including used auction items as well.
Exactly.
So, and partner, great week. Billy, hopefully we'll catch you next week.
See you, Billy.
Okay, but Jack, thank you behind the glass. We had a great, fun show.
Yeah, it was great.
And
thanks, everybody.
Goodbye, Boone. Goodbye, Cash.
Stop it.
Okay, go Yankees, everybody. Take care.